Iraq and Iran hammer out a milestone border control agreement in Erbil. The agreement entails strategies which will reinforce coordination between the two sides and boost control over shared borders.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has over 1,600 kilometers of shared borders with Iraq. They can only be secured through coordination. This session is aimed at following up on our joint strategies and assessing them. We are meeting with officials here, and we are pleased to see that both sides realize the importance of a unified Iraq at this point.
We asked Brigadier General Rizai whether or not the Islamic Republic was uneasy over possible attempts by extremist infiltrators to wreak havoc at Iran's borders.
We believe the people of Iraq are capable of countering the ISIL crisis. We've been hearing about a lot of victories recently. Iraq, with its military forces and popular support, can survive this crisis. We currently have no records of attempts by the ISIL terrorists to attack our territory, but we know that they do not dare come near our land.
The commander-in-chief of Iraq's border control units told Press TV that the two countries stand firmly in the face of terror, stressing that borders with Iran are not what keeps officials in Baghdad weary these days.
We will not allow anyone to use Iraq's territory as staging ground for attacks on the Islamic Republic. With our Iranian neighbors, we have no worries. Our main concern now is our borders with Syria. With the occupation of Mosul and the ISIL's control over much territory in North Iraq, we have no military presence there. We hope to redeploy our units soon enough.
The coordination session in Erbil was preceded by three others in all of Baghdad, Tehran and Basra, in less than 12 months. Both Iranian and Iraqi officials have made clear that the level of coordination between the two sides has surpassed routine and has been up to maximum levels in recent months. This coordination, they say, stems not only from the amicable ties between the Islamic Republic of Iran and Iraq, but also from the deep realization of the common security interests binding them together. Atafa Ahmad, Press TV, Erbil.